You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. It is Friday, not December, good gracious. Friday, February the 5th, and it is upon us. Super Bowl weekend is officially here. We made it through an entire NFL season in the middle of a pandemic with minimal stoppages, and we're rocking and rolling.
Well, no real stoppages, and the sport finished every game. It's the only sport during the COVID era that did not cancel a game.
Yeah. No, I'm pumped about it. McKinnon jumps in already. Happy Friday, boys. Taylor jumps in. He said, what's going on, fellas? Hope y'all are having a good Friday. If you would like to jump in, of course, you can do that on any of the platforms where we are streaming. We're on Periscope, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, etc. Go ahead and dive in there. Of course, you can get the show, winningcureseverything.com. If you missed the live show, you can always get the podcast. Any of your favorite podcast apps, we humbly request that you leave a nice 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts. All of the other ones, I don't know that they actually have options to leave reviews and whatnot, but, you know, whatever. Michael jumps in. He said, what's up, fellas, from Arizona? Arizona? Okay, I can get down with that. I like Arizona. Nice weather out there. Not too much snow, you know? It's different from Colorado in that sense, I guess. But, yeah, so we've got Twitch in here, we've got YouTube in here, and we've got Facebook in here. Not too shabby. Our college football content, of course, is, well, our gambling content anyway, it's typically found over at sbrpicks.com/NCAAF. We do an off-season show every week over there. The off-season show for week 3 is already up. You can go check it out on YouTube. Just search out SBR Picks. Brad's Crazy Life said Huntsville, Alabama is here. That's what I'm talking about. And Matt Miller, where is Damien? He said all sports should be canceled for eternity because it's unsafe to play.
They're risking their lives.
I love the guys that jump in and immediately start talking about the other chatters, right? Like, I love the regulars. We appreciate you guys for jumping in, of course. Akbar's in. Michael said it's sunny in 75 and can't beat it. I'm good with that.
I left the house this morning. It was 27.
Yeah. What is it right now? It's like in the 40s?
Well, no, now it was like 54 when I got home.
That's it. Yeah. Even still, like 54 is good. I'll take that. No,
54 is fine. The problem is I leave the house every day in layers, and then I come home disrobed in layers.
Then
I wake up the next time, you know, after about 4 or 5 days, and all my clothes are in my truck. And so I have to run outside freezing to get all my clothes to get them back in.
That is a mess. Marquis Steele said Phoenix, Arizona here. Brown Yeti said, what's up? Michael Curtis, what's up? Watching from New Hampshire. That's what I'm talking about. And Taylor said having a high of 18 in South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, see, I can't complain too bad.
Yeah. Man, see, 18 is not sunny.
That's a high. That's high. And I'm sure the bloke in New Hampshire is not too far from that.
So. You're probably right about that. That snowstorm that came through, man. Whoo, good gracious.
This is why, see, I love the Northeast. I love Chicago. I love these areas. After October, I just can't go above the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, and here's the other one. So Ryan McCracken jumps in. He's in Vegas. Ryan, of course, doesn't have to worry about that. Now, they got a dusting of snow the other day. No, but, like, you get to June, July, August, you can't even go out there. Like,
no, see, yeah, that's the thing. Also, I also do not go to Vegas between basically after May and you know, before, you know, the end of September. Maybe I'll get out there, but usually October.
That's what I'm talking about. He said
June through September, I stay away from Vegas.
Ryan is watching us from the Caesars Poker Room. And I'll tell you, that's where I wish I was right now. So I would love to be in Vegas for UFC Fight Night tomorrow night and for the Super Bowl. Now, you were in Vegas, like 2-3 years ago for the AFC Championship game?
Yeah, for the AFC Championship game, it was the year the Patriots played the Jags. Blake Bortles sighting. had to sweat that one out. There you go. And then the Eagles just destroyed the Vikings.
Yes.
But yes. That was awesome, by the way. That was one of my favorite trips to Vegas ever.
I could believe that. Let's see, Brown Yeti. It's a little chilly here south of San Antonio. I love seeing where everybody's from. You know, like I love getting everybody telling us, you know, hey, we're watching from here. McKinnon, hell, I got both of y'all. I'm in the field next week where the high is 21. The low, you ask, minus 13. Gotta love infantry life, man. No. Forget that. I'm out on that. Yeah, no. Out on that.
All of these places, even if it's colder than here, I assure you, are still better than Mississippi.
Now, you are likely correct about that. Let's go ahead and dive into the topics of the day. First one on the board, of course, breaking news. I didn't even put it on the list for the live stream and whatnot, but Trevor Bauer is headed to the Los Angeles Dodgers. 3-year, $102 million contract. He's getting $40 million guaranteed this year, $45 million guaranteed next year, and then that leaves $17 million for the third season. Does he expect to, I guess, retire after these three seasons?
Hell no. He said that he's going to do nothing but take short-term deals.
Well, I'm just surprised that he – I guess the guaranteed, you know, $40 million this year, $45 million next year, I'm just surprised it's not more in that last year.
I don't think he's going to play that last year. I think that's a player option, probably.
Probably so. I haven't seen all the details.
I'm going to bet. I would have to look at the details. I'm going to bet he's going to opt out and go to free agency again after 2 years. I might be wrong on that. He might have to play it just cheap. But, I mean, at the end of the day, who cares if they only pay you 17 for that year when you've made 80-something the first two? Yeah. I'm going to tell you, this broke my heart. This broke my heart. So I get the MLB package. For very few reasons, okay? I like to watch my Red Sox, but outside of Boston players, outside of my Red Sox, Trevor Bauer's been my favorite baseball player for
the last two seasons. You specifically set up your schedule work to be able to watch Trevor Bauer.
I follow his starts. Like that's the only non-Red Sox game that I kind of work a schedule around when he's starting. He has been my favorite pitcher. I love the guy for so many reasons, and he realistically could have went to 28 places. I didn't want him to go to the Yankees. I didn't want him to go to the Dodgers, and I'll be damned. And I didn't think there was any way on earth he was going to end up in either of those places, by the way.
Yep.
And instead, here we are. Somebody was going to pay him a lot of money, and both those teams have massive salary caps or salary rosters already. And so why go get another high-priced guy that's, you know, a little volatile and not the best locker room guy all the time and mess up what you're building when they're already kind of at a peak level. And I just, It shocked me. It was the kick in the... I was having a great Friday. I mean, I'm talking work went smooth this morning, had an unbelievable meeting this afternoon, had a little problem at work after that, and got it solved in lickety-split. I mean, it was just... Everything was going my way, and then I got a text that Trevor Bauer went to the Dodgers, and it was just a kick in the nuts I just didn't want.
Akbar jumps in. He's watching from Northern Virginia. So I think we got people spaced out all across this continent.
There you go. I think we're hitting all time zones.
Oh, that's, yeah. Taylor said, going to miss Bauer pitching for the Reds. Matt Miller said, dude is getting paid way too much. Cole is way better and making way less. It's a year-by-year player option contract.
Cole can blow me.
And then Mo said that he will opt out after the first two seasons.
Yeah, he's not. I haven't seen the contract, obviously, but I'm going to bet that $17 million is an option year.
Yes, absolutely. Taylor, that pitching battle he had against the Braves this past postseason was awesome. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it was. I mean, he's no
great.
Score.
He's great. He really is. Yeah. And he's the best follow in all of baseball on Twitter. I mean, it's not close. It's not close. Baseball doesn't have the personalities that the NFL or the NBA have. It's not close. He dominates that, destroys that. And I didn't want to go to the Dodgers. I didn't want to go to the Yankees. I would have been fine with any. I mean, there's a couple other teams I don't like, but there aren't any other teams that I loathe to a point of where it's just like it turns my stomach and I don't want to watch him. And I don't know that I'm going to watch him a lot, man. I mean, I'll watch the national games that come on TV.
Well, but I mean, he's not going to start until, I mean, it'll be 9:30 Central for us, basically. No,
they'll have a ton of national games.
Yeah, especially
ESPN and MLB Network is going to have the Dodgers on a lot. So no, that's just not true. He'll be pitching plenty at 7:00, but I'll catch those.
Brown Yeti said, I guess the Dodgers are the clear favorites for this upcoming season. I mean, they already were.
Sure.
Were one of the favorites.
Give me the Padres. They're going to take them down. Take down Goliath.
Matt Miller brings up an interesting topic here. Also, can we talk the Angels and Giants, two of the five richest owners who rarely spend for great talent? If I were a fan of a team and I knew that the owner of my team had funny money, just ridiculous, like, and there's no salary cap, obviously, in baseball. If I knew that they could do whatever they wanted to and they just chose not to, I think that would probably get on my nerves a little bit.
Well, hang on now. My Red Sox spend a ridiculous amount of money, and they just let the best player in baseball go.
Yeah, and you were...
That was heartbroken. I was not okay for a while.
It was not even heartbroken. You were...
I was pissed. I was rip shit. I was.
I think that's one of my favorite words that you say is rip shit. I absolutely love that.
I have no idea where I picked that up from. I was a child when I heard it. And I liked it and it was funny. But no, that one was different than this because Mookie was mine. See, Trevor's never been mine, okay?
Yeah.
Trevor's just a guy that I loved. He came out of Cleveland. I like the Indians. I love the Indians. Whatever, it's fine. But I don't have the love like I have for Red Sox. Like, this is not that, all right? He was mine.
Yeah.
And the owner didn't want to pay him like he was owed because they made some bad contracts in the past, and he didn't want to put that much money into the team. This is an owner that had the money to do it and chose not to. And that hurts, man.
When you see him holding a trophy, you know, next season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
crazy.
And
he's the leader of that team. He should have won MVP. They didn't give it to him because they wanted to give it to a Dodger that had been a Dodger. They didn't want to give it to a mercenary, okay?
Yeah.
That's what they didn't want to give it to.
It's just a shame. Just a shame. Brown Yeti, Chris, the solution to your problem is watch college baseball. You don't know many names, but it's fun. College baseball.
I like college baseball. I go to a lot of Ole Miss games. I haven't been to state since the new stadium, but I will be. I'm sure I will be making my way down there. And I have actually been to Baton Rouge a lot for baseball games.
I've been to Hoover for the SEC tournament. I have been to. I've obviously been to Sewell Thomas Stadium.
I've never done that. I would like to do that at some point in time, and I want to make it to Omaha at some point in time.
I have been to. I've not been to the new Memphis Stadium yet. I do need to get out there for that. But I have been to. I mean, the last time I went to Starkville for a baseball game, Ron Polk was still the coach, and
that new facility they got now is. I mean, it's major league.
Yeah, it's something serious.
Like good. I mean, it's legit. It's nice. And Oxford, golly, Ole Miss's stadium. I'm telling you, Mississippi does college baseball right.
Oh, most certainly. Yeah, you know, right. I've been to multiple games in Oxford. Michael brought in, he said, going through that with the Arenado trade, stupid-ass Rockies. Yeah, that one didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I couldn't understand why they would do that. But, I mean, if they're just trying to get rid of contracts, like, yeah, I mean, I don't understand it either way. But we won't discuss that. Let's see. Matt Miller said, okay, calm down. Trout is the best, but yes, Mookie is by far the second best player. Giants owner is worth $11 billion, and when is the last time San Francisco got a great free agent? Barry Zito? Is Mike Trout really the best player?
So by every analytical stat, Mike Trout is the best baseball player in the game. Yes, stat. He hasn't been on a winning team in a long time, and I know that all the analytical guys are going to get on me about how that doesn't matter and it's baseball and said another. I'm telling you, he doesn't make the team better, but he is the single best player. Yes, that's true. Enjoy all the money and enjoy never making the playoffs and enjoy never winning a World Series. Congratulations.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Aaron Rodgers. You take up all of the salary cap in a hard cap game, and then you bitch because you don't have any stars to play around you, and then you never make it back to another championship. Good job.
Rodgers at least advances in the playoffs. Like, has Trout into the playoffs?
He has a few times. He hasn't a lot.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing, right? So, all right.
Well, Trout never has, so.
But that's what I'm saying.
But he's got Albert Pujols' numbers. And he puts up numbers that nobody in baseball has ever put up before. And that's great. Yeah. Enjoy that.
That's perfectly fine, I suppose.
Down there in the cellar where the A's are just as good as you, and they spend no money.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Let's move on to the next topic at hand here. The Congress has pushed for an unrestricted NIL endorsement bill, basically, for NCAA athletes. This is massive, massive news. And I shared out on Twitter, was it yesterday morning?
Where you actually shared the bill out.
So, now obviously it has not passed yet, all that good stuff, but more than likely it's going to. I mean,
I don't foresee why not. I was shocked that it wasn't a Democrat or Republican thing that I was looking for. It was, I wanted to know where the authors of the bill originated from.
That was Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, and Representative Lori Trahan, Democrat from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're talking about two states that could not care less anymore about college sports, wrote this bill. Yep. And I thought, holy crap, these are the people that I thought might fight it maybe because they don't care about college sports and they don't really pay attention to college athletes. Man, I was wrong. When it came from there, I think this thing's going to pass. I think it's going to pass with flying colors. And this basically makes every college athlete a complete and utter restricted free agent to get money by almost any means necessary.
This is this is what they said, Murphy. He said, big-time college athletics look no different than professional leagues, and it's time for us to stop denying the right of college athletes to make money off their talents. He sees the NCAA's current rules as a civil rights issue. If predominantly white coaches and NCAA executives can have unfettered endorsement deals, why shouldn't predominantly black athletes be afforded the same opportunity? This made perfect sense for me because
we've been screaming this for four years on this platform, Gary.
It made perfect sense that it would be somebody from Connecticut and Massachusetts because they are on the outside looking in. They can see how screwed up this has been for years now.
Yeah, you're right. We're in the but we're in the middle and we see the crap. Like, we're in this thing and we still see how messed up it is. I don't know how you don't see how it's messed up.
I think that our generation can see things and be okay with change. I think the old guard is against changing basically anything, whether it's the bowl system, playoffs, etc. Like, it never made sense to me why college commissioners or conference commissioners would be against a playoff, and why some of them were against expanding the playoff so that all Power Five conference champions.
Well, they still do the playoffs around the bowl system because it's all corruption. It's all corruption.
Old school.
It's these bowls pay these conference it's bribery. They dust off all of these people to make sure they don't lose their bowl game.
Yep. You've got it. You have got it. So, of course, what I brought up yesterday morning was, of course, they're going to announce this bill today. 2 days after EA Sports announces that they are coming back with their college football game. And, of course, the president of EA was like, you know, we pay attention to this stuff. We see what's going on. Obviously, we can't do anything with the NIL the way it is right now. But, you know, we expect some news coming soon about the NIL and whatever. Basically, what this does, the way that it was set up or talked about beforehand was kids will be able to, there will be a limit to what they'll be able to do. Right. And that's what some of the states had set up and all this different kind of stuff. And this is what happens when you allow the government to get involved in your business. The NCAA pussyfooted around for a while and didn't get this shit done. And when they don't get it done and they ask Congress, hey, you know what? Why don't y'all just handle this for us? Like, instead of the states doing it one by one, why don't you guys handle this and, you know, tell us what we need to do? And when you let the government in and let them decide for you, it's not going to go the way that you want it to. So all of these NCAA executives and conference commissioners and they wanted it to be a very limited, you know, hey, yeah, we can get some local endorsement deals, local contracts, whatever. And now it's a free-for-all. Now, if this thing passes, all of these athletes will be able to have their own basic union. They will have their college football player
group. If they want to, but if they just want to make money on their own, if they literally can put their hat out to anybody in the area, anybody around that says, I want to pay you money to sponsor me or to advertise for me or to tweet something for me or to be an influencer or whatever, they got it. Dan Wetzel brought up on the Yahoo podcast how there's a new app that's come out, and I forgot the name of the app, and I don't care about pugging them, but it's an app. As a game is going on, you can bid on, like, stuff in the game. So during the Super Bowl, if you see Hill make 3 touchdown catches in a row, you can go bid on, like, his gloves that he's wearing right then live. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do this. If I was all these college kids, I would get signed up with that app. I'd get on Cameo. I would get on apps like that. I would sell everything after every game. I'd tell all those guys, I need new gloves after every game. I need new cleats after every game. I need new jersey after every game. I need new hat after every game. I need sweatpants. Everything. I'm selling it all after every game.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Gone. There's no cap on what I can make for it either.
Matt Miller said, so the EA guy has some inside guys. Go figure. Fat cats, no fat cats. No, it's 100% the truth.
Oh, yeah.
100% the truth. Ryan Johnson jumps in. Tua sucks. Appreciate
that. That's just hurtful. That's just out of the blue. That's just like a drive-by smacking.
Well, then Casey jumps in. Yes, Ryan, straight garbage. So Ryan, of course, they're having their own.
We ain't even talking about them.
They're having their own conversation. He said,
just F you, Gary.
How about the Senators and the Canucks? Because Casey had jumped in and said Dolphins need to offer 4 first-rounders for Aaron Rodgers.
I was crapping on Rodgers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got context now. I was like, where did that come from? That's just a drive-by screwing right there.
And tell me this isn't classic Casey here. He said, can't believe the Flyers gave that game away to the Bruins. Rigged as hell.
We'll be having a conversation about the NIL in case he's talking about NHL. Listen, I'll talk hockey with you anytime you want. And I'll talk Bruins hockey with you. And I'll talk anything crapping on the Flyers hockey with you. So I'm all happy. I'm all good. That's all fine.
So Ben LaFlamme jumps in. Hopefully this will spread five-star players around. They could make money as a four-year starter at Utah instead of sit for 3 years at Alabama. So here's the thing. That 100% will change how this works. Who was it? I forget what podcast that was. It the Wetzel podcast where they were talking about, hey, do I want to go and be the 17th 100 or top 100 player?
So Alabama has 17 100 top players, and many other schools have none.
Penn State, for example, has none.
Has zero. But Penn State has a massive alumni base, and that top 100 player going there will make a lot of money going there.
Yes. 100%.
No, this is absolutely going to spread it around.
Hey, Michael said, is Tua on Cameo yet? We need a WCE plug from him. Hey, you know what? I bet I can make that happen. I know some people that that know Tua, so
somebody to get me in touch with Michael Thomas. That's all I need.
Hey, no, I saw your Facebook thing about that. You want to talk about that real quick?
I cried. So I don't take, Gary will tell you this, I don't take gifts very well at all. Growing up, I had one birthday party my entire life. We didn't celebrate birthdays. When we did, my mom put on invitations, do not buy gifts. Do not bring gifts. We grew up poor, and she couldn't buy my friends gifts when they would invite me to parties, so she didn't want them bringing us gifts. I understand it now as an adult. When I was a child, I didn't understand it. But because of the way I grew up, I don't take gifts very well. I don't like getting things. I don't know how to show the appropriate amount of affection or thankfulness or gratitude. I don't know how to do that. And I don't do it well. And I get really emotional when people give me stuff because I don't like it. It just makes me feel uncomfortable. I appreciate it, but I don't need it also. So my wife, she's a teacher, third grade, and one of the boys in her class loves sports and always wants to turn the conversation to sports, and they were doing charts, and he went through a chart about who everyone thought was going to win the Super Bowl. And he asked her, and she said, well, I don't like sports, and I don't watch football, and I don't care, but Mr. G's a big sports fan, and I would probably have to pick Tom Brady because he loves Tom Brady, and that's his favorite player. The next day, kid comes in with a Tom Brady, like just a trading card, just a Tom Brady football card.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I'm talking like the waterworks turn on when she sends me this. Like, I'm an emotional person. Y'all see how I get pissed off. You see how I get upset. You see how I get bothered by things.
Very
like
passionate.
I very, very live my emotions on my sleeves. Probably not healthy, but it's what I am. So I found out his favorite player is Michael Thomas. And now I'm just trying to figure out how, like, if Michael Thomas had a cameo, I'm sure it would be, I don't know, $300-$400. It'd take me a little bit to save up some money. I would 100% pay whatever it costs to get Michael Thomas a cameo to this kid. But he's not on Cameo. Tried it. Looked.
So. Yeah. No, yeah, there's autographed gloves, autographed jerseys, autographed cards.
I don't want to get him a thing, though. Yeah. But you know me, Gary. This is the thing. I don't care about stuff at all. Like, I'm never going to get rid of this card now, but I don't care about stuff. I care about life experiences. I would rather, instead of giving stuff to people, I would rather give them an experience that they'll have forever.
Oh yes. No, absolutely. Now you and I have talked about this multiple times. Ryan brought up, if the Chiefs lose, then Chris should shave his beard.
Oh no, I would never bet my beard.
Well, I mean, Chris is betting on the Bucks. We went over that. So why would he shave his beard if the Chiefs lose?
I'd be happy. But no, I will tell you that I will never, ever bet my beard. And you don't. And you really don't want to see me without a beard either. Especially as fat as I've gotten. Holy shit, no.
This
is way too much.
I shaved my beard one time. This was 12 years ago. Like shaved the... And I don't have like a big one, but I've always got this chin strap thing going on, right? And I look awful. I've got the roundest damn face, man.
I definitely have the fattest face in the world. And I look like a gigantic 12-year-old.
Yeah.
So,
Michael Curtis jumps in. I'm going to send you guys New Hampshire football shirts. Take that gift, Chris. Hey, we'll wear them if you send them to us.
I will wear it. I will be very grateful. See, now I feel like I have to be this kid's best friend. And now I have to feel like it's my responsibility to make sure he's successful. And if he grows up and he turns into like a moron and he's useless, like now it's like my job to give him a job. And like, I'm now the overseer. I know he has parents, but they're not his parents anymore.
Like I'm now
responsible for your success in life.
You are totally indebted. Damien jumps in. If the Chiefs lose, Gary should quit Seltzer beer. That wouldn't be too difficult. So I don't worry with that too much anyway. Let's see. Michael said, I'd rather see Gary grow out his hair. You got to talk to my wife about that. I would love to do it. I've brought it up multiple times. Like it's been
just do it. You don't
like
have
six, 7 years. Yeah. But this thing turns into an afro and like it's,
you're definitely going to go through a stage where, oh,
God, it's awful.
It's awesome.
It's so bad.
I don't have hair, so I'm envious.
Brown Yeti said, no, shaving a beard is a sin. I think that was in the Bible, wasn't it? It was like Samson that couldn't cut his hair, right?
It was his hair, not his beard.
But well, yeah. I mean, for us, though, you don't have much up there, so it'd have to be down here, you know. ZZ Top thing going on. Ryan Johnson, the Cleveland Browns should be in the Super Bowl. I'm sure Chris would agree with that.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, I figured
as much. My daughter's birthday is on the Super Bowl, and I made it abundantly clear to her that if the Browns were playing, I'd be in Tampa because she's going to have more birthdays.
You missed the Super Bowl last year. Like, because you were
I was in Disney. That's right. Yeah. I did. That is the first, and I caught the second half. But yeah, I did miss the first half. That's the first Super Bowl I can remember missing since, I don't know, 8-10 years old.
I mean, it's been a long time. Very long time. Ryan says, Gary got a cool looking setup in the back. Yeah, you can see my exercise equipment back here. So I got my three TVs. Your
multiple TVs and your extra lights and
I got all kinds of stuff back there. So I'm rocking and rolling.
I got a Jedi picture of my dog.
Brown Yeti said, "Kid tricked Chris into making sure his life is good. You got played."
I don't care. I'll make sure his life is good. I don't care.
Doesn't even matter. So the NIL stuff to wrap this back in a bow. The NIL stuff. The kids can now. Like they can put the name, image, likeness stuff into EA Sports if they want to. If they decide to organize as a group, they can do that now. If, of course, this bill passes, which we fully expect it to. So
I think it's going to, man. Yeah, I think really it is do. Too.
Like I don't see like now that the NCAA has brought it to them and said, "Here, you fix it." I mean,
we fixed it.
Yeah, we
and
fixed
it. I cannot, Gary. I have to give credit where credit is due. You know this. I don't trust the government to ever do anything right. I am a cynic. I am a bastard. I don't trust anybody, and most of all the government. And this is not an R thing. This is not a D thing. I don't like either of them. I'm telling you, they did good.
Yeah.
If this doesn't pass, I'm going to tell you there's been some chicanery. The NCAA done paid off a bunch of senators, and it's going to piss me off.
So here's what Murphy said. I wasn't going to support what the NCAA did, so I'm not shedding any tears over the NCAA's decision to delay. They were never going to be able to handle this. I think there's an argument to be made for letting the different state laws take effect so we can see if the sky falls like the NCAA says it will. The bill presented by Murphy and Trahan will be considered alongside other legislation that presents a spectrum of options for how deeply involved Congress will become in shaping the future of college sports. Democratic Senators Cory Booker and Richard Blumenthal proposed a bill in December that calls for wide sweeping changes that go beyond compensation and NIL rights. Republican Senators Roger Wicker and Marco Rubio have each proposed bills that provide more leeway for NCAA leaders to determine what restrictions are necessary to preserve amateurism in college sports.
I don't care about that anymore. Yeah.
Anthony Gonzalez, a Republican from Ohio, has introduced a detailed proposal that would open the door for NIL payments while creating some restrictions on what type of products athletes can endorse.
Come on, man. Endorsing extends. You know what? Who get off my lawn with that, okay? I don't care what they endorse.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%. All right, so we'll jump off of that. We'll jump off that. Let's go ahead and move into UFC Fight Night. We're not going to spend long on this, but
who's fighting? I have no idea what's going on.
Alistair Overeem and Alexander Volkov, and that is that's a pretty good fight. However,
that's actually going to be a good fight.
I love watching the heavyweights fight. I mean, too. Overeem, if not for a knockout loss to Rozenstruik, I mean, he was 4 seconds away back in December of 2019. He was 4 seconds away from being on a 5-fight win streak and he got knocked out with 4 seconds left. He was up in every round on every card of the judges' scorecards and got knocked out with 4 seconds left. So Rozenstruik, of course, obviously heavy hands. You know how that can it can switch at any point. Now, Volkov, also, you remember the fight night, not fight night, whatever it was, UFC, whatever, with Nurmagomedov and McGregor. He was the one that got knocked out at the very last minute at the final seconds of the fight against Derek Lewis. You remember he was talking about how my balls is hot? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Volkov suffered a similar knockout like that. But Overeem, I mean, he's an older dude, man, and he has been fighting a long, long time. His record is 47-18. Been doing this forever, and he has had a comeback, man. He's 40 years old. But I'm telling you, he's got wins over Pavlovich, Olenek, Walt Harris, Sakai. I mean, he's rocking and rolling right now. He feels good. He looks good. He showed up for weigh-in today, by the way. 5 minutes left in the time frame that they had for the weigh-ins, and weighed in right at 255.5 pounds. So he is ready to rock and roll. Volkov, of course, made weight. He's never had a problem with that.
No.
But, yeah, Overeem is legit. Now, the thing that makes me like Fight Night on this, Ryan jumps in, Kamaru Usman against Khabib would be a sick grappling fight. Yeah, no, it certainly would. Certainly would. Let's see. Gary needs to throw a Project X party type of party. Project X. Calm down.
That is.
Let's see. Ron Johnson. Chris wishes he had some of that GameStop stock from last week. And Brown Yeti said, and that's why you fight to the bell. Let's see. Michael Curtis said, best bet on that card is Michael Johnson over Guida at -225. It's basically a lock. And I think that it's actually, you can actually get Michael Johnson at like -210 right now instead of -225 at a couple of different books. But this is, there's three fights at the end of this. And it's on ESPN Plus. It's, you know, there
don't have to buy it.
Don't have to buy it. It's on ESPN Plus. Very easy to do.
So we'll watch this.
Frankie Edgar and Corey Sandhagen are fighting. As it's not a co-main event, but it's the one right before.
Yes, yeah,
and the that fight is that. Frankie Edgar, of course, is a fantastic fighter, and Sandhagen is awesome. He's number two in that division. He's 13-2, and I think that one is going to be awesome to watch. The other one that he brought up, Michael Johnson and Clay Guida. Clay Guida is a complete animal, and his fights are always so, so entertaining. Now, he's 35-20. He's been doing this a long time. Michael Johnson is a little long in the tooth as well. But we have got actual entertaining fighters. The other guy that I'm wanting to watch is Benil Dariush. And I don't even know if that's how you say his name, because I've always had the TV muted whenever he's fought. But, man, he won, like, Comeback Fighter of the Year in 2020, and he is, like, rocking and rolling, man. He has won, let's see, 5 straight fights since 2018. He knocked out Thiago Moises, Drew Dober. He won by submission against Frank Camacho. He beat close, and he just beat, back in August, Scott Holtzman via spinning back fist. I mean, pretty awesome in the first round. So he is incredible. So I'm excited about watching him against Diego Ferreira, Cody Stamann against Askar, Manel Cape against Alexandre. It's Alexander. We'll call him that. Pantoja. You've got on the main card some really, really interesting fights going on. And this is, to me, the most entertaining fight card that they've had for free.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was not expecting this to be for free. I definitely wasn't looking forward to paying for it, but I'll take it.
Ryan Johnson asked, is John Jones waiting for the winner between Stipe and Francis? Yes. That Stipe-Francis Ngannou fight is going to be awesome. That's in March. Did you see Cowboy Cerrone is fighting? It's in May. Yeah, I really figured that he was done. I really thought he was done, man. But instead, Cerrone and, let's see, Diego Sanchez agreed to a welterweight fight May 8th. Like, I was shocked. Shocked. I'm excited because I love watching Cowboy. But
I love Cowboy too, man, but he's kind of gotten his ass knocked off last couple of fights.
He has, but he's fought, like, some really damn good dudes, man. And
I don't want him to keep getting beat up, though.
I agree, and it's not that Diego Sanchez is any slouch, but, you know, Michael Fritch jumps in. I'm out of here, boys. Afternoon tea time. That's the, hey, when it's sunny at 75, you got to do that. He said, let's go Bucks. No way I can cheer for the Chiefs. Gig'em. Brown Yeti said, Cowboy, please stop. I don't want to see this again. Hey, if he comes out and wins this fight, like.
No, if he comes out and wins, I'll be happy, but I mean, this is my problem. I'm with him. You know, I love the guy. And every time I turn into watching, he just gets beat up.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you. Overeem is a plus 160 underdog here. Volkov, like, if this thing goes long, I fully expect Volkov to win via decision. Yeah. But I trust Overeem to be able to get a knockout here. And he can obviously, like, he's got a good grappling game, and he's got all kind of stuff. I fully believe that Overeem is going to knock him out. I'm all in on Overeem. As old as he is, it doesn't matter to me. Ryan McCracken said Cowboy signed a 12-fight contract extension. He's probably going to fight like six times a year for the next 2 years.
There's no way. There's no. Did he really?
No, I don't think so. I was about to say,
somebody's got to be screwing with us on that.
That can't be correct.
There's no way that guy can go 12 more fights.
Hold on. We'll, like, you know what? I'm going to look it up right now. It should have it in here. Let's see. All right, so Cerrone Sanchez agreed to May 8th. Let's see. Let's see. All right, so while both fighters' respective teams have agreed, no contracts have been signed, and the fight has not yet been officially announced, Sanchez wrote Thursday on Twitter that the bout against Cerrone will be his UFC finale. So Diego Sanchez is, this is it for him. Yeah. Cerrone is winless in 5 straight. He's trying to pick up his first victory since May of 2019. I think about that. He's fought 5 times since May of 2019. That is crazy.
That's insane.
This is interesting. Cerrone is a surefire future UFC Hall of Famer, one of the best fighters of all time who has not held a UFC title. Cowboy owns the most wins in UFC history, the most finishes in UFC history, and the most post-fight bonuses in promotion history. He is tied for the most UFC fights with Jim Miller with 36. So, there's nothing... No. He's not. He has not signed a 12-fight extension.
Okay. No, I was going to say, that can't be right.
Ryan Johnson, is CM Punk still in the UFC? Unfortunately, not.
No, I don't think he made it very long.
No, he got knocked out early, and I think he had 2 fights, if I'm not mistaken. I remember one very clearly, and he got destroyed. Well, yeah,
that was his first one?
Yeah, his first one, he got obliterated. Yeah, it was over. And then I think that they gave him one more, and he didn't look good in that one either. There's a difference between, WWE and UFC, obviously.
He's definitely an athlete, but yeah, there's a difference.
Let's move on. Let's talk a little college basketball right quick because we've got a big weekend of that. Let's see. So college basketball, massive matchups this weekend. And I just want to go over some of them right quick. The biggest one, I think, at least from name brand, is you've got North Carolina and Duke, both unranked, I want to say for the first time since like the 60s, man. It like 65 or 1960 or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, typically one of them is always ranked in the top 25. The loser of this, like, North Carolina in the net is number 55. Duke is number 66. Like, North Carolina has no quad one victories. Duke is 1-3 in quad one. Like, this is basically loser leave town, and you're not really used to seeing that, especially at the beginning of February, because now obviously they both have opportunities, but they have both been putrid. Bad. And when you think about the teams that have been bad this year, right, Kansas not very good, Kentucky, of course, is abysmal, North Carolina, okay, decent, whatever, Duke is whatever, like they're just as likely to lose against average competition as they are to win, and they don't beat good teams right now. It makes sense because all of these teams are used to bringing in first-year guys, freshmen, that come in and make an immediate impact and then head off to the NBA. They can't do that right now. I mean, they haven't had a normal practice schedule. They haven't been able to properly adjust to the college game. It makes sense, right? You don't see a lot of freshmen right now. Like, Cade Cunningham is the leader of Oklahoma State. But other than that, like, there's not a lot of freshmen that are making big-time impacts across the sport right now. So it makes sense that your top teams are the ones that have upperclassmen that have been in the program for quite some time. The biggest games of the day as far as games that will actually matter going forward, Kansas and West Virginia. Kansas needs to get a win in the worst way. But West Virginia, you know, they're a top 15 team. They're playing really, really well. Wisconsin at Illinois is going to be awesome, I think. These are two top 15 teams. Alabama and Missouri, again, two top 15 teams. That is the matchup in the SEC this season, and we only get it one time before the SEC tournament, if we even get it then. So that is going to be an awesome game. And the battle for Los Angeles. It's Rage Against the Machine album title, of course. But UCLA and USC are playing, and that one should be absolutely fantastic. That is a late game on ESPN. It's at the Galen Center. It's at USC. I'm interested. This is the first big matchup weekend with big names, highly ranked teams, you know, good teams facing off against each other that we've seen basically all season. Like, there's been good games here and there, obviously, but there's a lot of them all day long, starting at noon Eastern time on Saturday all the way through the night. You know, if you're wanting to get in the spirit of college basketball, you want to start getting ready for the tournament, this is the weekend to start watching.
This weekend is probably pretty good. You're right. Yeah, I'm interested in a couple of those games. Some of them I'm not. Like, I know it sounds sacrilegious. I don't care about Duke, North Carolina. They're bad. They're bad teams.
The only reason you would care about it is one of them is losing and is probably going to lose their shot at an NCAA tournament. Like, in an NCAA tournament without Kentucky or Duke or North Carolina or even possibly Kansas, if they can't get their, you know, game fixed.
Yeah.
Like, Michigan State is terrible. Like, this is a weird, weird season. Brown Yeti jumps in and said, I think a Big 12 wins the championship this year. I don't know which one, but one of them will. The only one that could, I think, is Baylor. Yeah. Like, I don't think Texas Tech has enough.
You say that. When we get into this tournament, outside of Baylor and Gonzaga, are any upsets a live dog?
I mean, I don't know that anything would surprise me.
But
anybody beating Baylor or Gonzaga would surprise me, big time.
Yeah, but upsets happen, and so if one of those teams get upset, then it's it really is a free for all, and there's no different than a 1 seed and a 12 seed. I mean, they just didn't.
Yeah, no, it's insane. Matt Miller said, "Isn't it the first time ever that Duke, North Carolina, and Kentucky have never not been ranked at the same time?" But it's been several weeks, you know, or at least a couple of weeks that Duke has been out of the poll. Who knows, right? Who knows? Matt Miller, all one and dones aren't successful. Actually, most aren't. Only the 12 UK and 16 Duke teams are the one and done tourney winners. Well, yeah, no. But we're just talking about being good through the regular season. And
winning,
like, getting
the tournament's
to the tournament.
Not the definition of was it a successful year or not.
Yeah.
Only one team gets to do that.
And there are upsets all over the place.
All the time.
Matt Miller said, as a Texas fan, I disagree. If we're healthy, I think we can make the Final Four. Texas has got talent for days, 100%. But this, all these COVID stoppages and Shaka being out for a little while, like, obviously that hurts. But, yes, Texas has got the talent to be able to get there, 100%. But what Baylor did to him the other night, though, man, whew. I mean, Baylor's just on a different level. Just ridiculous. Casey brings up Iowa. Look, if Iowa could play defense, they're like 120th in defensive efficiency in the country. Iowa is terrible on the defensive side of the ball. Now, they can get hot. I mean, they're one of the best offensive teams in the country. But, I mean, you saw it again last night. Ohio State whipped up on them in Iowa City. So, Brown Yeti, things can go screwy in March, and you only need one of those teams once. Bama in football right now, Bama in basketball, Roll Tide. Alabama's playing well. I need the offense to pick up, but the defense, like, I was listening to Gary Parrish's podcast, and there's only been three teams in the history of the KenPom era to have, Alabama's one of them right now. Obviously, it's not the end of the season, but there's only been two other teams. Duke in 2002 was one of them, and there was another one. But both teams that have been top 10 in tempo and top 5 in defensive efficiency, the only other two have both gotten number 1 seeds. So the way that Alabama is able to defend and go fast on offense, I mean, they chuck up a bunch of threes. They don't take a bunch. They take hardly any mid-rangers. It's all stuff at the basket, or it's a three-pointer. The most efficient shots in basketball. And what Nate Oates is doing is absolutely incredible. But Alabama's another one of those teams. You got one freshman that came in and is making a difference. Other than that, it's all guys that have been in the program for years. You got John Petty that's a senior. You got Jaden Shackelford that's a second-year guy. You got Herb Jones that's a senior. You've got Alex Reese, another senior. I mean, you got upperclassmen that have been doing this for a long time. So Matt Miller says, no, Baylor or Gonzaga are – Baylor or Gonzaga are a different level good. Iowa defense is bad because they have a lot of unathletic white dudes that can't move side to side, so they play zone and they're bad at that. Damian says Illinois maybe could win it. Yes, Illinois is one of those that hasn't been super consistent, but they certainly have the talent.
When they play, they're good.
Yes, most certainly. So, yeah, that Wisconsin and Illinois game tomorrow is going to be fascinating. I cannot wait for that one.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
So, we'll move off of that. Let's move into the storylines for the Super Bowl, and we will finish up with that one. First off, did you see the Penn State graphic that they put out that Ole Miss has trolled now?
How pathetic.
Penn State put a graphic out that said a Penn Stater has been in every Super Bowl, and at the very bottom, in very fine print, we're talking tiny, it says, except five since 1967, which is a pretty good it's good to just have that. Like, don't put every Super Bowl as, like, your main thing and then just put the fine print. Just say, has been in every Super Bowl except for five since 1967. That's a pretty good graphic in and of itself, except that you put that. So Ole Miss,
weird.
And I swear to you, I think Lane Kiffin had something to do with this, because Ole Miss put one out that said, an Ole Miss Rebel has won every Super Bowl, and then down in the fine print, it said, except for the ones that they didn't. I swear James Franklin and that bunch have set themselves up to be trolled forever with this graphic. I mean, it's just stupid. Why even do it? Like, I don't understand.
I get having pride in you know, having your team have a lot of players that make it to the Super Bowl. Okay. Like there's a lot of Alabama players in the league, but I give you a lot of shit because not a lot of them made playoffs. You know, like they play in a lot of crappy teams. That's good.
They were in a lot of the playoff games, but the two teams that did not have Alabama players made it to the Super Bowl.
For the volume of players that you have in the NFL, you don't do so well.
No, I'm with you. Look.
LSU. Obviously, we got six.
That's perfectly fine. Obviously,
and four of them are superstars.
Central Michigan has got to be like the third or fourth best team in college football because they've got three guys that are playing on Super Bowl teams. So, like, you know, I saw
a graphic. There's four schools that have five players or four players. Maybe nobody has five. And then there's like eight schools that have three players and then whatever. And it's like a pyramid that goes down. I probably tweeted it out. If I didn't, I'll find it.
McKinnon jumps in. There's Auburn players on both teams.
Yeah. So. But the fact that there's superstars, four of the superstars, pretty
most
big.
Certainly.
On offense, one on defense. I can take it. I like it. It makes me proud from a school. There's no way on earth I would put a graphic up like what Penn State did.
Absolutely.
I'm excited. I will use that to talk trash because that's how I can win this argument. It's the only way I can win the argument because Alabama's better than LSU. But it at the end of the day, if you can't make it sound good and you have to put, like, you know, fine print, like, just find a better way to write the smack talk.
Yeah.
If we need disclaimers on the smack talk, then you need to stop the smack. Like, you're really bad at this.
Yes. No, I agree. It's one thing to pump up your program, to hype them up. It's another one I'm not going to say lie because they didn't lie, but like, come on, you don't have to sell it that hard.
No, like, this is a weird way you're doing it. And it comes across as like, this was a word from, I guess, I don't know, like 8 years ago, 10 years ago. Like, it comes across really thirsty. Like,
oh, very much so.
Really desperate.
Very much so. Hey, by the way, just
trying super hard.
So, two tweets that I want to bring up. CFB Home brought up, let's see, most points scored in the Super Bowl by college. All right. Number one is Miami with 84 points. Number two is Penn State with 81. Three is Florida with 68.
This is in the history of the Super Bowl?
In the history of the Super Bowl.
Oh. Yep.
Let's see. Number four is Cal with 66. Number five, Notre Dame, 64. Texas Tech, 62. Georgia, 61. Nebraska and Stanford both with 54. And then number 10, the Memphis Tigers with 50 points scored in the Super Bowl.
And you know where all the 50 points came from?
That'd be Jake Elliott and
Steven Gostkowski.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Congratulations. Memphis gets to ring that bell and sound all excited and cheer, and then you realize, oh, we had two damn kickers.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them played for a dynasty. I would venture to say where Adam Vinatieri went to college is one of those schools that got listed, by the way.
Probably. I don't even remember where he went to college. Right, Monster X Gaming, by the way, happy Friday, guys, was having a happy Friday until professional YouTuber Trevor Bauer went to L.A. Same with Chris. Chris was having a glorious Friday until he got that news. McKinnon jumps in. Texas Tech and Michigan created the two best quarterbacks in NFL history, too. That is – are we going to say that Patrick Mahomes is – the second best quarterback in NFL history? I mean, we're talking, what is this, his fourth season?
It's his fourth season. It's his third year to start. I love Patrick Mahomes. I want nothing but good things for Patrick Mahomes. I hope he plays well and loses this weekend, but I'm not a guy that hates Patrick Mahomes. But let's calm the hell down, okay? Because remember, after Aaron Rodgers won his first Super Bowl, everybody immediately crowned him as the future GOAT.
Yes.
And what happened? He never won another one. Made it back to another one.
But so Elliot,
let's just chill the hell out.
I do want to bring this up because I want to get back to Mahomes here in a minute. We'll close out with the Mahomes-Brady talk. But Elliot said, I run these numbers every year. The odds of becoming a Super Bowl starter based on recruit star rating. All right. Now, people say that stars don't matter in recruiting. And a lot of schools, you can have a good football team without being a five-star. Or without having a bunch of five stars, right? Like, there's only a handful of teams that get five stars every year. There's only like 35 stars. It is what it is, right? The odds of becoming a Super Bowl starter based on recruit star rating, five stars are 1 in 8. That's 12.5%. Four stars, 1 in 22. That's 4.5%. Three stars are 1 in 114. That's 0.9%. Two star or less, or unrated D1 scholarship signees, 1 in 222. That's 0.45%.
This is a bad statistic, though, Gary. Five stars are 1 in 8 because there's only, like, you know, 23 five stars. And if a couple make it every year, then they make that number look great. And because there's 4,000 three stars out there and only so many people make the NFL – then that number looks bad. This is one of those situations where numbers lie.
I see where you're coming from on that.
Numbers lie because there's not very many five stars and there's not very many four stars. So if three five stars make it to the NFL, then holy shit. Look, if you're a five star, you got a better chance to make it to the NFL. Oh, okay. All right. I mean, technically yes, because you're a better football player at high school, but the fact that more don't make it is actually a little bit of a shame.
I would like to say
who makes second contracts, not makes it to the league, whoever gets a second deal.
Brown Yeti said, Welker and Mahomes are all text points. That makes sense. No, I'm with you. I understand where you're coming from on it. These statistics, like the actual just overall numbers,
no.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy when you look at it.
But I mean, how many three stars are out? How many two stars are in the world?
Oh, there's a gargantuan amount.
Okay.
Just gargantuan.
So if all two stars made up the entire NFL, that percentage would still be less than like 2%.
I do want to go through this year's roster. If the NFL
was made up of nothing but two stars, it would still be less than like 3% of two stars make the NFL.
I would be willing to bet that the starters on each Super Bowl team are actually like... I would bet that there's more three-star starters.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yes, that's the best way to do this, is not to do a percentage, because one is pulling from a very small pot and the other is pulling from the damn ocean. Okay. Yes. So what you would do is just actually say there are 44 starters in the Super Bowl this week. How many of them are two stars? How many of them are three stars? How many of them are four stars? How many of them are five stars?
Yeah,
that's the easiest way to do this. That's how you get the number you're looking for, not the percentage of them. Because, like I said, if you have a recruiting class of only 38 kids that get to be five stars, then, you know, if three of them get drafted, four of them get drafted, then, you know, one out of five of them get drafted, for easy math, for 35 kids, one out of seven five stars get drafted.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. So Michael Curtis had to split. He said, make sure you guys get your FCS football chops up. Fun fact, New Hampshire has beaten six FBS squads since 2004. That is true. That is very,
Hampshire's,
true.
New Hampshire's actually one of the FCS schools that are worth watching.
This is true. Now, I am excited about FCS. We will be talking about it on next week's week four offseason college football show over at SBR. So make sure you go subscribe over there, SBR Picks on YouTube. McKinnon jumps in. He said, okay, Mahomes also isn't a stuck-up asshole that blames everyone else for his problems, and he has the best start to a career that any American team sport player has ever had to this point in time. I don't know if he'll ever have Brady status, but he's arguably the best quarterback we've ever seen in regard to playing capability. Chris, would you like to dive
in?
We weren't talking trash about Mahomes.
No,
we were saying,
I'm not saying the guy has any problem. And like, quarterback capability, like, yes, Aaron Rodgers can do more things with a football than Tom Brady. I don't know why he can't make it to Super Bowls, but he can do more with a football. Okay, there's a lot of trick shot golfers out there in the world that can't play on the PGA Tour. So Patrick Mahomes can do the trick shot stuff, and he can play real football. And that's amazing, and he's electrifying. I'm just saying, let's let the guy get through the first contract before we crown him the GOAT. That's all I'm saying. Or
I
even
agree with that.
GOAT 2.0. That's all I'm saying. I'm not crapping on the guy. I love watching him play football. I just think we all need to calm the hell down for a minute. He's been in the league for 5 minutes.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. Ryan jumps in. Falsehoods. Mahomes is not the most accomplished to this point. He made it to an AFC title game. He made it. You know, he's a Super Bowl winner in his first three seasons. His first two seasons playing, he made it to an AFC title game and a Super Bowl.
I think Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl. Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl in their first 3 years as well.
Yeah, for sure. Rodgers
won
shown,
it and made it back to one within his first 3 years.
McKinnon said, Rodgers has shown time and time again on the big stage he can't hold up. Look, here's the thing that we're talking about, McKinnon. We're not pulling against Mahomes. We're saying, this is his third year starting.
This is third year starting. Tom Brady, by his third year starting, had won a Super Bowl as well. And
Russell Wilson
did the same. Russell Wilson made it to one, made it back to one. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's electrifying. He's great. He's amazing to watch. Let's let this thing play out. We don't have to put the stamp on him today.
This actually leads.
If he gets hit by a bus tomorrow, don't want it to happen. If he gets hit by a bus tomorrow and he finishes this season, his career, with what he has, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a GOAT. He's a guy that played 3 years in the league, made it to two Super Bowls, won one. That's what he is.
That actually leads into what my question for you was as we head off into Super Bowl weekend. Who needs this more? Hold on. Let me explain. I've got three options here, okay? Who actually needs this Super Bowl as far as legacy or whatever? Just who needs it more? Is it Tom Brady? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Or is it Bruce Arians?
Well, yeah, that's if we're going to enter outside of football, it's Bruce. And Bruce needs it more.
That's
because his legacy has been a guy that, you know, just hasn't made it.
Yeah, he has not gotten that one yet. But he could. He absolutely could this weekend. McKinnon and should have won that first conference championship, and his numbers alone, even without the championships, give him the best start to a career. Like I said, he's not the GOAT yet, and I don't know if he ever will be, but hands down, has the best start to a career. I'd have to look up the numbers. I'd have to just see.
But even though the game has changed so much since Russell came in, Russell's first rookie year, Tom's first rookie year, like, the game has changed so much. It's impossible to say he's this or he's even Aaron Rodgers, same thing. When those guys first started playing football, their first 3 years, offense didn't look like offense looks today.
Yeah, you're 100% right. So you can't compare the numbers.
You're literally going based on biases of what you see. Talking about legacy, Tom Brady doesn't need to do a damn thing the rest of his life to extend his legacy. Come back next year, go 0-16 next year, and there's nothing wrong with his legacy at all.
I agree with you. Winning a Super Bowl with a second team, I think he's already on that top level.
It wouldn't change his legacy. It would make it that much harder to eclipse.
Yes.
I mean, it would put him, instead of being on the moon, he's now on Mars. Okay? He's in a place that we never even thought life could ever get to.
So if we're talking about this by, if we're talking about just quarterback to quarterback, who needs it more, is it safe to say that Mahomes, if he is going to reach that level, that pinnacle, he needs to take advantage?
Well, yeah, he needs to win two. If he wants to get to six or seven, then he needs to win two.
And he needs to win while he's inside of this window, while he's got this time.
I think so, because I don't see anybody else doing what Tom's done, playing into 43, 44, 45.
And Kansas City is not going to be able to continue to pay all of these guys. Now, they could end up being like Brady, where, you know, he eventually – well, not even then. I mean, he's still averaging $50 million a year.
Well, I was about to say, his contract, he can't restructure too much of it. It's already signed. The other thing we got to remember is Kansas City's not going to have Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes' entire career.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen.
I mean, he's 62? Isn't that what we said?
He's mid-60s, and a guy who, as a guy who hadn't taken care of himself very well, hasn't taken care of himself very well.
Yeah. Now, you're right about that. Brown Yeti, if he gets hit by a bus, he would be a Hall of Famer. It would be the dead artist syndrome. You die, and all of a sudden, you're the greatest ever. But that being said, Nirvana is that great. Yeah, you're right. No, Nirvana definitely good. Okay,
he says, isn't that great?
Isn't that great? Well, I think Nirvana is pretty damn
good. I think they're good. I don't think they're great. He's got a point there.
I like Foo Fighters better than Nirvana, but
neither
here nor there. You know, is what it is. I think Mahomes needs it more. But he's so young, he doesn't need it.
I mean, I guess he does need it to get two, because we always say, oh, we're just chalking up Super Bowls. We're just going to go ahead and see how many of these guys get. When nobody ever gets two, a very small portion of people ever get two. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe he needs it to go ahead and get that monkey off his back. But he's a 3-year starter. He's been in the league 4 years. Let's just calm the hell down.
Let's see, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Let's roll through this. Tom Brady has got 6. Montana has got 4. Terry Bradshaw with 4. Troy Aikman, 3. Peyton Manning has 2. Eli Manning has 2. Jim Plunkett has 2. Bob Greasy has 2. Let's see. And
John Elway has 2.
Hold on, my screen stopped.
Eli's got 2.
I just said Eli. Let's see, Jim Plunkett, Bob Greasy, Roger Staubach, Ben Roethlisberger, John Elway, Bart Starr, Patrick Mahomes has got 1, Nick Foles has got 1, Jim McMahon has got 1, Mark Rippon has 1. I mean, see, that's the thing. Like, Phil Simms got 1, Steve Young, 1.
Well, a lot of Russell people Wilson, have 1. I mean, Brad Johnson's got 1.
But
Trent Dilfer's got 1.
You separate yourself once you get that second one, but it's when you get into 3. Is because the only other person that's got, so you got, let's see, Troy Aikman that's got 3, and then you got Terry Bradshaw,
Joe Montana,
and then Tom is at the top of the mountain. You get to 2, and Mahomes is in rarefied air. If he can ever get to 3, then, I mean, we're talking, and he'd probably be a Hall of Famer with just 2. But, you know, because I imagine Ben Roethlisberger's probably going to end up being a Hall of Famer. just based on what he's done over such a long duration. But he hadn't won. I mean, his second Super Bowl win was in what, 2009?
Yeah. So I actually like to parse out wins over who you're playing as well. Like, I think Eli Manning's two Super Bowls are far more impressive than Ben Roethlisberger's because he took down the Giants of the Patriots, and Ben Roethlisberger beat Matt Hasselbeck and Kurt Warner. Good Kurt Warner, but Kurt Warner at 38 years old.
That was a 9-7 Cardinals team.
The very end of his career, Kurt Warner, and a Matt Hasselbeck. Like, Peyton Manning was a great quarterback, right? Nobody's arguing the fact that Peyton Manning wasn't a Hall of Famer. If he never wins a championship, he could have been Dan Marino and still been great. Peyton Manning's two Super Bowl wins were against Cam Newton and
Rex Grossman.
Like, let's hold the hell on here, okay?
I'm with you. I agree.
Some of these wins are more impressive than others.
Damien says, Brady's not leaving anytime soon. Let's be real. He's going to pull off the Favre move. Taylor jumps in. Joey B is getting two with the Bengals.
Oh, that would just... I just wanted to be healthy and play a long career. That's all I even want from him.
Expecting a Super Bowl from the Bengals, you know,
if typically, he takes the Bengals to a Super Bowl, I won't be upset.
Typically, that does not end well when that's the expectation. Brown Yeti, we hadn't even brought this up. We probably need to talk about it next week. Brown Yeti said, I hope if Luck does come back, he wins three Super Bowls straight. That will be the only argument that Mahomes is not super special. You've heard about that, right?
No, is Luck considering coming back?
So Jim Irsay mentioned in the possibility of Andrew Luck coming out of retirement at a press conference, at whatever, last week. And then this week, Andrew Luck's wife has been telling people that he misses football. He's thinking about going back. So that might be why the Colts haven't made any kind of moves, and they didn't exactly try and keep Phillip Rivers from retiring. So Damien says, y'all really had to bring up Rex Grossman. What the hell?
Sorry.
It is what it is. Let's see. Luck's going to the Pats, called this years ago. Well, his rights are still owned by the Colts, right?
I think so.
I think it's 3 years. Is it 3 years after retirement?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because even Gronkowski had to be traded from the Pats over a year after he was retired. So, I mean, we'll see. Brown Yeti said, and the Lux have crappy friends. And then Crash 99, that would be so cool if Luck came back. Yeah, I would love to see Andrew Luck play again. I mean, he was getting into his prime, I think. So,
yeah, he definitely left in his prime years.
Now, he was getting his ass beat. But they had adjusted and had gotten him the best offensive line in football.
Now he's got the best damn offensive line. He would have played behind the best offensive line in football this year.
Yep. But when you get your ass beat as bad as he did, man, he had so many injuries. He was just so banged up. And I could understand, you know, saying, you know what, man, I'm out. Like, I need to be able to recoup. And, you know, when you're on a team, even in the offseason, you got to go up the drills and all that.
Casey, you said book it, script it, he'll be the new 12. And he won't wear 12. Nobody will ever wear 12 again in New England. If he doesn't go to New England, are we done with the scripted shit?
No, of course not.
That's all I ask. Is at what point do you have to be wrong with the scripted stuff for it to not be scripted? Now, if he goes to New England, I'll give you some props. But if he doesn't, you got to stop.
He's not going to stop. And not only that, for our show, it would not be nearly as entertaining if he was not coming in and saying everything was rigged. Casey said, of course not. I love it.
To what end? To what end?
No, I will be entertained by him saying everything is rigged from now until the end of eternity. Oh, like, I'm all in on this. As everything is rigged, let's go.
In the face with a tack hammer.
Brown Yeti wants to know, why would he go to the Pats? The Colts are in a Super Bowl window with a quarterback. Yeah, if they've got a quarterback, they're certainly in a window. Crash 99 said, history would say Luck could be a Bronco. If they won a Super Bowl, he would be the third ex-Colts quarterback Denver won a Super Bowl with. Casey said, my prediction, I'm not perfect. Nobody is, my friend. Nobody is. Oh, God. We've gone over an hour. Are you ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Oh, Ryan, Luck to the Niners. Look, if he comes back, he's going to the Colts. The Colts are not going to trade him away. They need because
It's not like they've got the heir apparent sitting there. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like they've drafted, you know, the second coming of Peyton Manning, and they're, you know, wanting to start him instead.
No, they're good. We'll see what happens in the draft. How's that? I think we'll figure out things after that. Either way, at Brown Yeti, there is no end for Casey, Chris. That's 100% true. All right, you guys have been absolutely fantastic today. We appreciate all of you jumping in with us on this wonderful, beautiful, sunny Friday afternoon. Hopefully, you all have great weekends. Of course, there is a lot to there's a lot to check out this weekend. Obviously, college basketball all day Saturday. There's games on tonight, obviously. But college basketball Saturday, UFC Saturday night, then we got the Super Bowl on Sunday. It's going to be a fun weekend. So make sure you head over to winningcureseverything.com. Everywhere you need to follow us is over there. You can follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, obviously everywhere that the show is. Make sure that you get the podcast, of course. That's the best way to get the show if you miss it live for whatever reason. If you missed any of this, obviously we had a great conversation to start off with about Trevor Bauer and then the new name, image, likeness bill that's been brought up in Congress. You know, we'll see what happens with it. And if you wanted our UFC fight night predictions, all that good stuff, that is on there as well. Make sure that you leave a nice 5-star review. Chris, is there anything else that we need to hit on?
No. Trevor, you broke my heart today.
It happens. Maybe Overeem will make it whole again tomorrow. We'll see. All right. You guys take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And hopefully we can cash some tickets this weekend.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.